if we're going to give the president what he needs in terms of resources and tools to secure the border and stop illegal immigration, we've got to find a way to get 9 or 10 Democrats to vote on it in the Senate. Otherwise, we have the status quo is a de facto open border situation. So if there was ever an opportune time to strike a deal with the Democrats, it's over the DACA community, because these truly are folks who were brought here mostly as kids and mostly by no fault of their own. So I see this as a once and maybe decade or decades opportunity to solve a problem that has existed for decades. And I'm committed to staying with this until we can get it out of the House. And I'm willing to make concessions so that we can do our first job and our main priority, and that is protect the American people, protect our sovereign borders, and stop the inflow of illegal immigrants to this country, and have folks respect our legal process and the laws of the land.
It's a very contentious issue in America, even amongst members of your party, the Republican moderates, and then those that want to take a more conservative stance. They really haven't been able to come up with language that seems like it's going to appeal to a broad enough base. 121 to 301 is not even close. Was this bill what you wanted to vote on? Did it include the steps that you think are key to addressing immigration and border security?
There were two immigration bills. The one that we voted on today was insufficient as far as I'm concerned. And, of course, the rest of the conference, the majority, felt the same way by their vote. It had the border security. It had the interior enforcement, sort of closing the loopholes, except for the two of the biggest magnets or loopholes that exist, and that was employers hiring people who are coming to this country illegally. And as long as that was not being enforced, and as long as employers did that, people would come over. I don't care how high you build a wall. And the second big one is the extended family or chain migration. 70% or 10 million over the last 10 years, or 2,000 a day, in terms of numbers of illegal immigrants who are coming to this country because simply they are related beyond the nuclear family to some new immigrant. We've got to get away from that and move to a merit-based system. The chain migration was only 50% addressed, and the E-Verify, or stopping employers from hiring folks illegally, was not addressed at all. And that's what made this bill not sufficient, in my opinion. No, this was not close to the first Goodlatte bill. The compromise bill needs to be improved before I can get there.
It was widely expected to fail. Are you satisfied with the leadership's handling of this issue?
It's a tough issue to get our conference to the magic 218 votes, because we're not going to get a single Democrat to vote with us, even though we are giving legal status to the DACA community, and even a chance to stand at the back of the line and move through it to become a citizen of this country. I think that's very generous. Look, the first Goodlatte bill got 193 votes, so I don't want that to go unnoticed. Today's vote was much weaker because it was the moderate bill. When we reward parents, when you can have the DACA kids give endorse essentially their parents to be citizens, when their parents broke the law to bring them here to cause this problem in the first place, that doesn't sit well with conservatives. So we need to start with the Goodlatte bill and that 193 votes, and we need to find a way to negotiate to the to getting the bill to the Senate from that. And that's where I would advise leadership to do. Start with the bill that got the most votes, and that's the first Goodlatte bill, of which I was a co-sponsor. One thing I do expect is that we won't stop. It's not acceptable to me that we don't ultimately get to a place where we solve the problem, at least provide a solution on the House side and send it to the Senate. That is my commitment.
Now, one of the aspects that a lot of people have been calling for is a vote to end the policy of separating families that do cross the border, or, you know, holding undocumented children separately. There have been a lot of religious leaders as well as prominent Republicans like Laura Bush and Senator Cruz who've called to an end for that policy. Do you feel like that needs a separate vote on its own?
I do think it does. Now, we had that in both the Goodlatte bill and the moderate compromise bill, but because they didn't pass, we definitely need to target this problem because it involves children, and we need to expedite getting a bill to heat up for a vote. And I think you can get bipartisan support in the House and Senate. Ted Cruz has a bill that I think is a good solution to the problem. It says we're going to let the kids stay with the parents. We're going to double down on judges so we can expedite deportation hearings, and we're going to expand detention facilities so we don't have to catch and release and rely on people coming back for a court date at a later time, half of whom don't ever show up. So I think that's the right approach, and I support it 100%.